Excellencies, Director General Graciano, President Hungbo, Minister of Agriculture of Namibia, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and my pleasure to welcome you here at this event hosted by the FAO and organized in close collaboration with the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Kingdom of the Netherlands. And I think this morning, we hope to discuss with you the most devastating natural hazard of our days, droughts and its impact on agriculture. My name is Hans Hoveen. I'm the ambassador and permanent representative of the Netherlands. And although we have more problems with water than with drought, we are very much involved in many programs related to drought. And I would like to take this opportunity to already thank Mr. Graciano da Silva for having accepted the proposal that my country as well as the Islamic Republic of Iran submitted to the FAO to organize a seminar on drought and agriculture. And also on this occasion, we celebrate World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought, which take place on the 17th of June, since the United Nations General Assembly declared it in 1994. And I'm pleased to see so many of you gathered here this morning, not only to share views, experiences, and lessons learned, but also to see what we have to do differently. And I think that's the burning question of today. This seminar is taking place at a moment where we are faced with unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Of the 30 million people living in South Sudan, Somalia, Northeast Nigeria, and Yemen, 20 million people are facing famine. Their lives are at risk. And let's not forget that conflict, drought, and hunger is also leading to this distress migration of millions of people. They don't want to leave, but they don't have a choice. So drought and conflict are taking its unbelievable toll. Of course, drought has always been there, and still is and will be, in Europe, in the United States, in Asia, the Middle East, but especially in Africa. Drought, as I said, is a devastating natural disaster which affects millions of lives and livelihoods, especially those living in semi-arid and arid regions. But because of climate change, and we cannot deny that, drought is getting worse more than ever. Director General Graciano, you said at the launch of the Global Water Framework, we cannot avoid drought, but we can stop becoming it a famine. And yes, we can. We have the technology, we have the crops, we have the experience, and we have funding. We have the momentum provided by Agenda 2030 and its SDGs. We have the Paris Agreement with its Green Climate Fund. We have FAO, we have IFAD, and other international organizations. And we have political commitment. So why are we not doing it? That's at stake today. What do we have to do differently? Ladies and gentlemen, drought is not only costing millions of lives, it's also costing agriculture production at high economic costs. More than 80% of the damages and losses caused by drought are to the agricultural sector. The more a country depends on agriculture, the more vulnerable it is for drought. Inefficient water management, rural poverty, soil degradation, a lack of coordination of mitigation policies, and lack of funds for drought management multiply the effects of drought. And of course, the pattern is well known. Drought causes crop failure and livestock death. It reduces farm production, increases food prices, decreases farm income, increases unemployment, urbanization, and migration, and in the worst case, it becomes a famine. But ladies and gentlemen, we can prepare and overcome drought. The traditional response to drought is short-term provision of humanitarian assistance in the form of food, livestock, feed, cash, and health and nutrition support. Of course, this is critical. Many lives are saved. But we have to tackle the root cause of this problem. We need to move from a reactive, crisis-led drought management to a proactive drought management. We know all too well that early responses to drought save lives, and to stay Dutch, it's much cheaper. Prevention is better than cure. For example, in October 2015, it was estimated that a late response to El Niño drought in Ethiopia would cost $1.7 billion, whereas an early response would cost only $720 million, less than half. And we have no shortage of knowledge, technologies, resources, and good practices for addressing the drought and improving agricultural development. Technology is on our side. But the challenge is, how do we ensure that the knowledge, technologies, and best practices are available for the farmers, especially in Africa? Of course, another opportunity is to scale up integrated soil and water management, which can conserve soil moisture and allow some production to continue in drought. And we also have the new crops. Crop selection offers great opportunities to increase water efficiency. We have new methods that create targeted small but important changes in crops and require less water. Again, how do we make them available for the farmers in the affected regions? Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you today to find these answers and join in action along the four themes of today: integrated and aligning water and soil management strategies to maximize response, connecting farmers to technology, moving from reactive to proactive management in drought emergencies, and mainstreaming drought management in the context of Agenda 2030. Ladies and gentlemen, to conclude, we need to continue our humanitarian aid effort, but we know that we have to do more. We have to do more than building refugee camps. We need to develop a broad and global rural and agricultural development framework, a global investing approach, especially in the affected regions, a global partnership of not only governments and international organizations, but especially with farmers, private companies, the financial sector, academia, and civil society organizations. I invite the three Rome-based agencies to take the lead in this, and you can be assured that the Netherlands is at your side. But ladies and gentlemen, I invite you as well today to rewrite the drought story by promoting proactive, integrated action that engages actors within and beyond the drought community. To predict, to plan, to prepare, but especially to overcome. Thank you.
به نام خداوند بخشنده مهربان، عالی جنابان، خانم ها و آقایان، بسیار خوشحالم که در سمینار بین المللی خشکسالی و کشاورزی با تأکید بر جلوگیری از تبدیل خشکسالی به قحطی که با میزبانی کشور پادشاهی هلند و جمهوری اسلامی ایران و با همکاری فاو برگزار گردیده حضور یافته و به نمایندگی از طرف جمهوری اسلامی ایران به شرکت کنندگان در این کنفرانس خیر مقدم عرض می نمایم. امیدوارم که نتایج حاصل از این کنفرانس برای جامعه جوان جهانی و کشورهای مواجه با خشکسالی مفید واقع شود. خشکسالی یک بلای طبیعی است که خسارت فراوانی به بار می آورد و همواره به عنوان یک سیکل اقلیمی تکرار شونده در تاریخ بشر بوده است. این پدیده در 65 کشور واقع در کمربند خشکی با شدت بیشتر، دوره طولانی تر و فراوانی بیشتر نسبت به سایر کشورها رخ می دهد. مسئولان، نخبگان و دانشمندان همواره نگران عواقب خشکسالی بوده و برای مقابله با آن تلاش کردند. در کتیبه بیادگار مانده از داریوش پادشاه ایران در 500 سال قبل از میلاد مسیح نوشته شده: خدایا سرزمین من را از دشمن، دروغ و خوشسالی محفوظ دار. خوشسالی می تواند منجر به کمبود غذا، قحطی، مشکل بهداشت و سلامتی، مرگ و میر، بروز عوارض اجتماعی، اقتصادی و روانی گردد. خوشبختانه بسیاری از آثار زیانبار خوشسالی در سالهای اخیر با توجه به پیشرفت‌های علمی، اقتصادی، اجتماعی و ساختاری در جهان کنترل و کاهش یافته است. از جمله 1. توسعه سیستم حمل و نقل در سطح منطقه‌ای و بین المللی همراه با احساس مسئولیت دولت‌ها و جوامع بین المللی برای رفع نیاز کشورهای درگیر خوشسالی، مدیریت بحران را به شکل نسبتاً مطلوبی اجرایی نموده است. 2. وفور و تنوع تکنولوژی که می تواند در مدیریت ریسک خوشسالی برای تخفیف دادن خسارت آن به کار رود. به طور عمده 3 فاکتور کلیدی در مدیریت ریسک خوشسالی عبارتند از: 1. پیشبینی خوشسالی از نظر زمانی، شدت و گستردگی آن. 2. برنامه‌ریزی و آمادگی برای واکنش سریع، به موقع و مؤثر به خوشسالی. 3. هماهنگی و مشارکت افراد و سازمان‌های مسئول. تجارب موفق کشورهای مواجه با خوشسالی بسیار امیدوار کننده است. به نظر می رسد چنانچه کشوری اراده کافی برای مواجه با خوشسالی داشته باشد، می تواند تجربه، دانش، تکنولوژی و فناوری کافی برای مدیریت مؤثر خوشسالی را به دست آورد. امیدوارم که این سمینار در دستیابی به اهداف خود در کاهش اثرات خوشسالی و جلوگیری از تبدیل آن به قحطی موفق عمل کند. با احترام، محمد حسین شریعت‌مدار، به نمایندگی از طرف جمهوری اسلامی ایران.